Good evening, children and all.
Good evening, children and all. Grade 6, 7, 8, and 9 children, get ready for today's lesson with a pen and a book. Dayabara duwe puthe, adath apa obata aluth paadamak idipat karanna soodanam. Today also, there are two teachers to teach you. I am Mr. Sumit Sirivardhana and Ms. Dulani De Silva also has joined with us today. Okay, let's get ready for our lesson. Today also, I'll give you some time to think about our topic. First, I'm going to do a game with you. Bingo. It's our game. I think now you are familiar with this game. Okay, listen carefully. Dayabara duwe puthe, adath mama paadama patan ganna ගන්නේ ක්‍රීඩාවකින් බිංගෝ එම ක්‍රීඩාවයි. දැන් හොඳින් සවන් දී ක්‍රියාකාරකම ලියාගමු. Now I am going to read out a list of activities which we did in the last week. There are 12 activities here, but listen and write down only 5 activities which you did in the last week. දුවේ පුතේ මම දැන් අප පහුගිය සතිය තුල කළ ක්‍රියාකාරකම් 12ක් කියවනවා. ඔබ මෙම ක්‍රියාකාරකම් 12 ලියන්න අවශ්‍ය නැහැ. මෙතනින් ඔබ පසුගිය සතිය තුල සිදු කළ ක්‍රියාකාරකම් 5ක් තෝරාගෙන ලියන්න. Okay children, you have to write only 5. I'm going to read it again. දයාබර දුවේ පුතේ මම මෙතනින් ඔබ කළ ක්‍රියාකාරකම් 5ක් පමණයි ලියන්නේ. Okay children, listen to the list again and complete your list. Okay children, now I'm going to read out the activities which I did in the last week. See whether you written same list. If you written the same list, you will be the winner. දයාබර දුවේ පුතේ, දැන් මෙම සතියේ මම කරපු දේවල් පහක් මේ අතින් තෝරලා තියෙනවා. ඔබ එම ක්‍රියාකාරකම් පහම ලියා තිබුණොත් මෙම ක්‍රීඩාව ජයග්‍රහණය කරනවා. Listen well. I'm going to read the list 2 times. Therefore, you can listen well first and select activities then. In the second time, you can write. First one. I joined online lessons. I space joined joined online lessons online lessons lessons. I joined online lessons. Second one, I helped my mother to do domestic chores. I space helped 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 my my mother mother to do domestic chores domestic chores. Chores. I helped my mother to do domestic chores. I listened to radio lessons. I listened listen to radio lessons. RADIOLESSONS lessons. Number 4. I didn't make a cake. DIDNT make a cake. MAKE a cake. CAKE. Number 5. I watched a movie. I watched a movie. A MOVIE. Number 6, I flew a kite. FLEW, a kite, a KITE, kite. Number 7, I studied Sinhala. I-S-T-U-D-I-E-D, studied Sinhala. S-I-N-H-A-L-A. Number 8, I did not visit my relatives. I did not, D-I-D, not, N-O-T, did not, visit, V-I-S-I-T, visit, my, M-Y, relatives, R-E-L-A-T-I-V-E-S. Number 9, I did my homework. I did my homework. I, D-I-D, did, my, M-Y, homework, H-O-M-E, homework, W-O-R-K, homework. I swept the compound. I, S-W-E-P-T, swept the compound. T-H-E, C-O-M-P-O-U-N-D, compound. Number 11. I cleaned my room. I cleaned my room. I-C-L-E-A-N-E-D, cleaned my room. M-Y-R-U-R, I cleaned my room. I cleaned my room. I-C-L-E-E-N-E-D, cleaned my M-Y-R-O-O-M. I cleaned my room. Number 12. I phoned my friends. I phoned my friends. I, P-H-O-N-E-D, phoned my friends. M-Y-F-R-I-E-N-D-S. My friends. Okay. I'm going to read the sentences again. I joined online lessons. I helped my mother to do domestic chores. I listened to radio lessons. I didn't make a cake. I watched a movie. I flew a kite. I studied Sinhala. I did not visit my relatives. I did my homework. I swept the compound. I cleaned my room. Last one, I phoned my friends. I helped my mother to do domestic chores. මම උදව් කළා අම්මට ගෙදර වැඩ සඳහා domestic chores. දුවේ පුතේ මම දැන් මම සතිය තුල ක්‍රියා සිදු කළ ක්‍රියාකාරකම් පහ ඔයාලට කියනවා. I'm going to describe the activities I did in the week. First one, I helped my mother to do domestic chores. මම අම්මට උදව් කරා ගෙදර වැඩ සඳහා. I did not make a cake. මම කේක් එකක් සෑදුවේ නැහැ. I flew a kite. මම සරුංගලයක් යැව්වා. I joined online lessons. මම මාර්ගගත පාඩම් සඳහා සම්බන්ධ වුණා. I phoned my friends. මම යාළුවන්ට ඇමතුමක් ගත්තා. Okay children, check them again. I helped my mother. Okay children, check them again. First one, I helped my mother to do domestic chores. Second one, I did not make a cake. Third one, I flew a kite. I joined online lessons. I phoned my friends. If you are a winner, you can send it us via WhatsApp. Now, can you guess our today's topic? It's simple past tense. Sarala Atita Kale. Please write down the topic. Okay, children, let's see how to form past tense. First, write down these verbs and try to write them in past tense.
Tuye pute, mema kriya pada tika liyagena atheetha kaalayata harawanna. මම ක්‍රියාපද ලයිස්තුවක් ඔබට ලබා දෙනවා. එය පැහැදිලිව ලියා ගන්න. ඒට ඉදිරියෙන් ඔබට අතීත කාලය ලියන්න පුළුවනි.
First one, work. W-O-R-K. Work. Number two, dance. D-A-N-C-E. Dance. Third one, sing. S-I-N-G. Number four, cook. C-O-O-K. Cook. Number five, write. W-R-I-T-E. Write. Number six, cry. C-R-Y. Number seven, celebrate. C-E-L-E-B-R-A-T. Celebrate. Number eight, set. S-E-T, set. Number nine, visit. V-I-S-I-T, visit. Number ten, speak. S-P-E-A-K, speak.
මම නැවතත් එම ක්‍රියාපද ඔබට කියනවා. පළමුවෙනි එක, first one, work. W-O-R-K. Number two, dance, D-A-N-C-E. Number three, sing, S-I-N-G. Number four, cook, C-O-O-K, cook. Number five, write, W-R-I-T-E, write.
Number six, cry, C-R-Y. Number seven, celebrate, C-E. L-E-B-R-A-T-E. Number eight, set. S-E-T, set. Number nine, visit. V-I-S-I-T. Number ten, speak. S-P-E-A-K.
Okay, children, let's write the past form together. Dabara duwe pute, then api mema kriya padavala atheetha swarupaya liyamu.
First one, work. W-O-R-K-E-D. Worked. Number two, danced. D-A-N-C-E-D. Number three, sang. S-A-N-G. Number four, cooked. C-O-O-K-E-D. Cooked. Number five, wrote. W-R-O-T-E. Number six, cried. C-R-I-E-D, cried. Number seven, celebrated. C-E-L-E-B-R-A-T-E-D, celebrated. Number eight, set. S-E-T. Number nine, visited. V-I-S-I-T-E-D, visited. Number ten, spoke. S-P-O-K-E, spoke.
Okay, now draw a table with two columns. පුතේ, තීරු දෙකක වගුවක් ඇඳගන්න. Regular verbs and irregular verbs. These are the two ways of forming past tense. Let's see what are regular verbs. Read the 10 verbs which you wrote and mark the verbs which we used suffix D, ED, IED to make the past form.
දුවේ පුතේ, ඔබ කලින් ලියාගත් ක්‍රියාපදවල අතීත ස්වරූපය බලන්න. ක්‍රියාපදයේ අගට D, ED සහ IED එකතු වී ඇති ක්‍රියාපද regular verbs ලෙස හඳුන්වනවා. Let's write down them under the topic regular verbs.
ඔබ කලින් ඇඳගත් වගුවේ regular verbs කොටසේ මේ ක්‍රියාපද ලියා ගන්න.
First one, worked. W-O-R-K-E-D.
worked. Danced, danced. Cooked, cooked. Cried, cried. Celebrated, celebrated. Visited, visited.
ඔබ ලියාගත් ක්‍රියාපද බලන්න. රෙගියුලර් කොටස ලියා ගන්න. Worked, worked. Danced, cooked. Cried, celebrated. Visited. Then read the rest of verbs and see how the past form is formed in irregular way. First one, sank. අපි දන්නවා ඉංග්‍රීසි හෝඩුවේ තියෙන vowels, එහෙම නැත්නම් ස්වර අක්ෂර A, E, I, O, U සමහර ක්‍රියාපදවල අතීත ස්වරූපය සෑදීමේදී ක්‍රියාපදයේ මැද ඇති vowel letters වෙනස් වීමෙන් එහි අතීත ස්වරූපය සෑදෙනවා. Sank, S, A, N, G. Wrote, W, R, O, T, E. Set, spoke, S, P, O, K, E, spoke. Set, S, E, T. මෙම පදේම අතීත කාලයට භාවිතා කරනවා. Same word. Spoke, මෙහි speak කියන පදයේ සම්පූර්ණයෙන්ම වෙනස් වෙනවා. Spoke බවට හැරවෙනවා. Now you know there are two ways to form past tense form. Regular and irregular. Regular verbs, D, ED, IED. Irregular verbs, some verbs, same verb, different verb, and internal vowels. Now for a break, let's listen to a nice song. Do you love rap songs? Okay, children, you too can sing the song. Let's write down these verbs. They are in past tense. When the singer asks past tense of certain verbs, you can join with him. දයාබර දුවේ පුතේ, ඔබ මේ සින්දුවට සවන් දෙන්න කලින් මෙහි අතීත කාල ක්‍රියාපද ලියා ගන්න. මෙහි ගායකයා ඔබටත් ක්‍රියාපදවල අතීත ස්වරූපය අසන විට ඒ කියන ගමන් ගීතයට ඔබත් එකතු වන්න. I'm going to read the verbs. Write them down. Ran, R-A-N. Drank, D-R-A-N-K. Began, B-E-G-A-N. Swam, S-W-A-M. Brought, B-R-O-U-G-H-T. Caught, C-O-U-G-H-T. Bought, B-O-U-G-H-T. Told, T-O-L-D. M-E-T, met. R-E-D, read. R-E-A-D, read. S-A-W, saw. T-A-U-G-H-T, taught. Put, P-U-T. Made, M-A-D-E. Did, D-I-D. Did, again, D-I-D. Broke, B-R-O-K-E. Was, W-A-S. Were, W-E-R-E. Lost, L-O-S-T. Wore, W-O-R-E. Hid, H-I-D. Fought, F-O-U-G-H-T. Slept,
SLEPT, FELL, FELL. Now you have to quickly find the past form and enjoy the song.
Children, I think that you enjoyed it well. Now, write down this simple story and try to write it in the past tense. I'll read it for you two times. Okay, children, now write down. දැන් මම ඔයාලට කතන්දරයක් කියනවා. මේක ලියාගෙන මේක අතීත කාලෙන් ලියන්න උත්සාහ කරන්න. An old man lives in a city. An old man lives in a city. Old man, O-L-D, man, M-A-N, lives, L-I-V-E-S, in a city, city, C-I-T-Y, with his three sons. With, W-I-T-H, his, H-I-S, three sons, three, T-H-R-E-E, sons, S-O-N-S. These, T-H-E-S-E, three sons, T-H-R-E-E, sons, S-O-N-S, always quarrel, always, A-L-W-A-Y-S, quarrel, Q-U-A-R-R-E-L. These three sons always quarrel. The old man is upset. about this. The old man. The old man, O-L-D-M-A-N, is upset. U-P-S-E-T, upset about this. About, A-B-O-U-T, this, T-H-I-S. He thinks about a plan. He, H-E, thinks, T-H-I-N-K-S, about a plan. About, A-B-O-U-T, a plan, P-L-A-N. He gives each son a stick. He gives, H-E, gives, G-I-V-E-S, each, E-A-C-H, son, S-O-N, a stick. Stick, S-T-I-C-K, and asks them to break. Asks, A-S-K-S, them, T-H-E-M, to, T-O, break, B-R-E-A-K. It is easy to break. It is easy, E-A-S-Y, to break. Then the father gives a bundle of sticks. Then, T-H-E-N, the father, the T-H-E, father, F-A-T-H-E-R, gives, G-I-V-E-S, a bundle of sticks. A bundle, B-U-N-D-L-E, of sticks. O-F of sticks, S-T-I-C-K-S. But, it is hard to break. But, B-U-T, it is hard, H-A-R-D, hard to break. He teaches sons, he, H-E, teaches, T-E-A-C-H-E-S, sons, S-O-N-S, importance of unity by this. Importance, I-M-P-O-R-T-A-N-C-E, importance of unity, of O-F, unity, U-N-I-T-Y, by this, by B-Y, this, T-H-I-S. Okay, children, now I'm going to read the story again. You can complete your missing parts. Mandang story kathandare apahu kiyawenawa. Adupadu tika hadaganna. An old man lives in a city with his three sons. These three sons always quarrel. The old man is upset about this. He thinks about a plan. He gives each son a stick and asks them to break. It is easy to break. Then the father gives a bundle of sticks. But it is hard to break. He teaches sons importance of unity by this. Okay, children. Let's rewrite the story using the past tense. එහෙනම් දුවේ පුතේ අපි දැන් මේ කතාන්දරය අතීත කාලයෙන් ලියමු. First, underline the verbs and see how can we turn them into past tense. In regular way or in irregular way. ඔයාල කලින් ඉගෙන ගත්තා වගේ ක්‍රියාපදයකට D, ED, ID එකතු කරලා හරි එහෙම නැත්නම් irregular ක්‍රමයට එකම වචනේ ද අතීත කාලට එන්නේ එහෙම නැත්නම් වෙනත් වචනයක්ද නැත්තං අර කිව්ව විදිහට ඉන්ටර්නල් වවල් චේන්ජ් මැද තියෙන වවල් අකුර ස්වර අකුර වෙනස් වෙනවද කියලා බලලා මේ කතාව අතීත කාලයට හරවමු. ඕකේ. What is the first verb? Lives. What is the past tense? Lived. L-I-V-E-D. Then second verb. දෙවෙනියට තියෙන ක්‍රියාපදය quarrel රණ්ඩු වෙනවා කියන එක නේද? ඒකේ අතීත කාලය කොහොමද හදාගන්නේ? What is the past tense? Quarreled, Q-U-A-R-R-E-L-L-E-D. අපි ED තමා අගට එකතු කරන්න. Then, what is the next verb? ඊළඟ ක්‍රියාපදය is. What is the past tense? Was, W-A-S. Then, what is the next verb? Thinks, THINKS. What is the past tense of think? මේකේ වෙනම වචනයක් එන්නේ thought. THOUGHT. Next verb gives. What is the past tense of gives? Make it GAVE, gave. Past tense is gave. Next one, asks. ASKS, what is the past tense? Asked. ASKED. Again, is. Past tense is was. Again, gives. The past tense is gave, G-A-V-E, dunna. The ninth one also is, the past tense is was. ඊළඟ එකෙත් past tense එක was. The last one, අන්තිම ක්‍රියාපදේ, teaches. The past tense is taught. Different word එකක් එන්නේ නේද? වෙනම වචනයක් එන්නේ T-A-U-G-H-T. Okay, children. Shall we read the story now? Read it together with me. එහෙනම් දුවේ පුතේ දැන් අතීත කාලයේ අපි ක්‍රියාපද ටික ලියුවා. දැන් මේ කතන්දරේ අපි අතීත කාලයෙන් කියමු. ඔබත් සම්බන්ධ වෙන මාත් එක්කම. An old man lived in a city with his three sons. These three sons always quarreled. The old man was upset about this. He thought about a plan. He gave each son a stick and asked them to break. It was easy to break. Then the father gave a bundle of sticks, but it was difficult to break. He taught sons importance of unity by this. Okay, children, listen to it again and get an idea. An old man lived in a city with his three sons. These three sons always quarreled. The old man was upset about this. He thought about a plan. He gave each son a stick and asked them to break. It was easy to break. Then the father gave a bundle of sticks. But it was hard to break. He taught sons importance of unity by this. Okay, children. In this way, you can write simple stories using simple past tense. Okay, children. Now, you can enjoy another story.
The Old Man and the Young Boy. Once upon a time, there was a very old man who lived in the mountains above a small village. One day, the old man decided to walk down into the village. It was a very hot day, and the man was very hungry. He needed to sit down. There was a young boy next to the road. He watched the old man for a moment. The boy offered the old man his bread and soup. The old man and the young boy talked for a long time. Then the boy helped the old man to walk back to his house in the mountains. The old man smiled and thanked him. When the young boy arrived home, he looked in his pocket and discovered a beautiful little bag. He opened the bag. It contained a lot of gold coins. The boy was very surprised. The end.
Okay, children, let's learn how to form yes-no questions in simple past tense. දයාබර දුවේ පුතේ අපි දැන් බලමු සරල ප්‍රශ්නයක් කොහොමද සරල අතීත කාලෙන් හදාගන්නේ කියලා. Today I am going to teach you a simple way to practice it. මේකට ඔයාලට මම පොඩි සරල ක්‍රියාකාරකමක් දෙනවා. Let's see how to form yes no questions. Write down the topic yes no questions, yes yes, no no questions, qyes tions. Okay, children, first take a new page and draw 8 squares In every square, you have to write one sentence. Keep space. දුවේ පුතේ දැන් අලුත් පිටුවකින් පටන් ගමු. පළමුව මේ අලුත් පිටුවේ අපි කොටු අටක් ඇඳගමු. මේ හැම කොටුවකම වාක්‍යයක් ලියන්න පුළුවන් පරිදි ඉඩ තියාගන්න. Okay children, are you ready? Now write down these 8 sentences in each square. There is no order. You can write it in any square. දුවේ පුතේ දැන් මම ඔබට ලබා දෙන වාක්‍ය 8 කැමැති පරිදි කොටුවටේ ලියන්න. Okay, number 1, visit granny. Granny කියන්නේ කාටද? Grandmother කියන එක නේද? ආච්චිට. Visit, V-I-S-I-T, visit. Granny, G-R-A-N-N-Y. Visit granny. Number 2, do homework. Do homework. D-O, do homework. H-O-M-E, W-O-R-K. Number 3, send an answer. Send an answer. Send. Send කියන්නේ මොකක්ද? යවනවා කියන එක නේද? S-E-N-D, send an answer. A-N-N, answer. A-N-S-W-E-R. Number 4, fight with brother. Fight කියන්නේ මොකක්ද? රණ්ඩු වෙනවා නේද? Fight with brother. F-I-G-H-T. Fight with W-I-T-H, brother, B-R-O-T-H-E-R. Number 5, check score of the match. Check. අපි හැම වෙලේම කරනවා නේද? Cricket match වල එහෙම ලකුණු බලනවා නේද? Check. පරීක්ෂා කරනවා. C-H-E-C-K. Score, S-C-O-R-E, of the match. O-F, of, the, T-H-E, match, M-A-T, C-H. Check the score of the match. Number 6, show me answer. Show me answer. Show, S-H-O-W, me, M-E, answer. Show me answer. Number 7, enjoy the trip. Enjoy the trip. E-N-J-O-Y, enjoy the trip. The, T-H-E, trip, T-R-I-P. Last one, buy a new dress. Buy a new dress. Buy, B-U-Y, a new, N-E-W, dress, D-R-E-S-S. Okay, children, check them again. Number 1, visit granny. Number 2, do homework. Number 3, send an answer. Number 4, fight with brother. Number 5, check score of the match. Number 6, show me answer. Number 7, enjoy the trip. Number 8, buy a new dress. Okay, children, now above these squares, write down the topic. Did you? D-I-D-Y-O-U. Then, මේ කොටුවලට ඉහලින් අපි මාතෘකාව ලියාගමු. Did you? කියලා. D-I-D-Y-O-U. Now, try to make questions like this. දැන් මේ විදිහට බලන්නකො ප්‍රශ්න හදන්න පුළුවන්ද කියලා. Add. Did you at the beginning of the previously written sentences? ඔයාලට දැන් අර කලින් ලියාගත්ත වාක්‍ය ටික මුලට did you කියන වචනේ එකතු කරලා ඔයාලට ප්‍රශ්න හදාගන්න පුළුවන්. As examples, number 1, we wrote visit granny. කොහොමද අපි ප්‍රශ්න හදාගන්නේ? Did you visit granny? Did you visit granny? Okay, now you try the second one. දැන් බලන්න ඔයාලා try කරන්න දෙවෙනි එකට. Second sentence, do homework. මේකේ මුලට did you දාලා ඔයාලට ප්‍රශ්න හදාගන්න පුළුවන්. Did you do homework? ගෙදර වැඩ කරාද? Did you do homework? Okay, I'll help you for the next one also. Third one, send an answer. පිළිතුරක් යවුවද? Did you send an answer? Did you send an answer? Okay, now the others, you try yourselves. Make more yes no questions don't forget to use basic form of the verb with yes no questions. It's time to say goodbye to you. Keep this saying in your mind. Every man is the architect of his own fortune. Every man is the architect of his own fortune. Tamange vasanave nirmana karuvanne tamanmai. So children, you too can create your own fortune. Goodbye, children and all.